My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
Blood's trounced every potential candidate we focus tested.
You want me to run against Sebastian Blood?
Child of Ra's al Ghul awaits your return.
Tell Ra's al Ghul that my family is off limits.
It's time to come back home.
I can't. They knew I was alive, Laurel and Mom. They would never stop looking for me, and that could get them both killed.
Be a queen, telling me enough is enough. Now that is real.
Oh, it's that time again. It is the Arrow Show. It is Mike Pierce. It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy, along with my host, my partners in crime, DJ Wicked, and also Anna B. all the way from Australia. It is time to talk about Arrow right here on Variety Radio Online on blogtalkradio.com. And today we're going to talk about Heir to the Demon. Of course, it aired Wednesday, February 5th on the CW. How is everybody doing, DJ Wicked and Anna B.? How are you doing, Anna B.?
I'm doing really great, thanks.
I see that you're not at the office.
No, I'm at home today.
Nice. DJ Wicked, you look a little hungover, tired. What's going on with that?
Tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
You didn't go out last night.
No.
You went to the movies.
Yeah.
Check this out, Annie B. He went to the movies to go see the Lego movie and fell asleep and got caught snoring inside the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's the first time that has ever happened.
See? No more movies on Fridays. So let's talk about Arrow. Real quick, I just got to get off my chest. I don't know about you guys. This happened to be one of my favorite episodes so far.
Really?
Really. I even liked it better than the Roy episode.
What?
I'm sorry. Anna B., do you agree? Are you still on the Roy episode, or do you think this
Roy,
one?
Roy was better.
What?
See?
How is that, you two?
It had so much in there. It wasn't just about Roy.
Really?
They introduced so much. The Suicide Squad.
They just said Suicide Squad, even though I love Black Wolverine.
They still introduced it.
Wow, Anna B., why do you think Roy was better?
I know, just because Roy came out and he was introduced to the team, I just loved all that.
I guess, you know what, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's, you're right. That was like, oh yeah. But this one here, man, I don't know what it is. I wrote in my notes that I really truly believe, in my opinion, that the episodes with the Black Canary are always the best ones. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's just the fighting.
Oh, that's why you like this one.
Yeah, I did. Well, you know, because the Black Canary, she's just, I mean, I think she just, I don't know what it is. I think she brings out kicking ass and Arrow. What? I'm being serious.
Sure. All right.
I will say the fighting was pretty great.
I saw your tweet to the stunt guy. What's his name?
James Banford.
And I saw that you were giving props, because I totally agree. This episode here had some really good fights. What?
Anna, I really don't think he's talking about the
fights. I am talking about the fights.
No, you're not.
Okay, let's say, the Black Canary, she's in it, and of course, Nissa. Holy shnikey balls. This episode kicks off with Ra's al Ghul. Now, is she the daughter or stepdaughter?
She's supposed to be the half-daughter.
Half-daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, and we get introduced to her. She's going through customs and whoops everybody's asses. That was hot.
Yeah.
Anna, do you agree that was hot?
It was. And then she just walked off.
I know.
As if nothing happened.
You would have thought more security would have been there.
You would have thought, but hey, she got away with it.
But something that I wanted to point out, it just shows you how badass this girl is, because even though she was wanted, she still went through customs. She didn't care. She was on a mission, and she almost completed it. So, you know, I don't know. I like her. I think she's hot. And I know probably what Wicked, you're probably the part you're talking about that I'm so excited for. No, hear me out. I really like this episode because of the fighting, but I have to get it out there. The lesbian scene, the kiss on kiss, the girl on girl. I kissed a girl and I liked it. What? Now I'm not gonna lie to you. Me and Wiki were talking off air, Anna, and all of a sudden he was like, "Hey, what'd you think about that kissing scene?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, Last night at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm watching this episode. My mouth literally dropped because I was thinking Arrow's going to take out Nissa. She's going to catch the arrow, and she's got the knife, and she's going to stab. No, they make out. What did you think, Anna? Were you excited?
I was very surprised it was happening.
You can tell Anna's getting. Are you blushing?
No.
I was like, whoa. Is Sarah a lesbian or is she just bisexual? No, it's obvious she's bisexual.
Mm-hmm. She's bisexual.
I think that's why I even like Sarah even more now.
Because didn't she go to college? Wasn't she at college for a long time?
She was. Well, you know what? If I was a chick, I'd be a lesbian with Nissa. What about you, Wicked?
Yeah, maybe.
Anna, the million-dollar question. You're a girl.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. There you go.
Okay, that's what we're waiting for. So, of course, in that part right there, Nissa and Sarah kiss. So I was very shocked to see that they had some kind of relationship. And now let me ask you a question, Anna. I don't know if you know this, but because I don't know it, maybe Wicked, you know, when Sarah's doing that, what's that? Now that we don't have you at the office, so we can understand your connection. What's that ladder called that Arrow goes up and ching, ching, with his shirt off?
Salmon ladder.
Salmon ladder.
Yes.
Oh, that makes so much more sense now. Now, do you know if Sarah was doing the salmon ladder? Was that really her, or is that a stunt double?
Apparently, she did two of the rungs up the ladder.
Right.
Herself, but then the stunt girl went and did the rest.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
But she managed to do two.
Yeah, I was wondering, because she looked pretty ripped.
She looked hella ripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did two, but it was the stunt girl that did the rest.
Still, two. I don't know. I don't think I could even do one. Well, maybe I could do one.
I think I could do two.
I could do any.
Yeah, and I don't think you could do any.
I couldn't.
I could do maybe one, maybe half. I'd probably get one, and then I'd slide off, knowing me. What else? And then we had one of my favorite scenes. I don't know about you guys, and I think we actually have a clip for it. Felicity is on a mission. I don't know if she's... Let me ask you a question, Anna and Wicked, before we play this clip. Do you think Felicity is on a mission to look out for the Queen family and what happens because of what Moira did a while back and she doesn't trust her? Or do you think she's strictly doing it for Oliver's sake? Anna, and I want to ask you first.
I think she's looking out for Oliver more so because she doesn't trust her.
Mm. Yeah,
It's for Oliver.
Right.
Yeah, she's like playing the girlfriend role without having the girlfriend title.
Exactly.
Wicked knows about that.
Like, hey, what are you doing here?
Wait a second. That's happened to you a lot, Wicked. Hi, I just made your bed and cleaned up your room for you. What? You're not even my girlfriend. Okay, let's just get into this clip. Let's play this clip and Felicity talking to Mom, and it was pretty intense.
If you're looking for Oliver, he's not here.
I know. I'm here to see you.
Really? What about?
Tempest. I flagged a large wire transfer you made. When I mentioned it to Walter, he said he would talk to you about it. I could tell in his face he wouldn't. British people are really bad liars.
Yes, they are.
So I looked into it myself, because, full disclosure, I don't trust you. You paid a substantial sum of money to a Dr. Gill. He was the doctor who delivered Thea, which didn't make any sense to me, so I went through like a dozen different theories until I remembered your testimony at trial. You had an affair with Malcolm Merlin 1 year before Thea was born. Merlin is Thea's father.
I can see why Walter and Oliver have such a high appraisal of your capabilities. What are you going to do with this information? Felicity.
I don't know. Confronting you in your living room is as far as my plan went. I thought you deserved the chance to tell Oliver yourself. He should hear it from you.
I'm not going to tell my son anything, and neither are you. If you won't keep my secret for Oliver's sake, you should keep it for your own.
Oh.
I see the way you look at him. If you tell him this, you will rip his world apart. And a part of him will always blame you. Oh, he'll hate me for sure. But he will hate you too. We all have to keep secrets, Miss Smoke.
Oh, Snatch. I can't stand Mama Mora. What'd you think? You know what? Wicked and Anna, I really think in that clip right there, I really thought that. I think that Felicity was meaning well, and she was trying to help out Oliver, but then that part where she was like, what are you going to do with that information? She was like, well, I just got as far as telling you in the living room, and I don't know what's going to happen next. And it seemed like almost Felicity was being kind of cutesy, and then that's when Mom kind of snaps and says, and pretty much threatens Felicity, and it throws a whole other monkey wrench in Felicity's... Do you think that Felicity was prepared? Do you think that that's the response that she was going to get from Mom, or do you... I don't know. What do you think, Anna?
I don't think that was the response she was wanting. Mm. She thought she'd back down and tell Oliver and do the right thing, but she was being manipulative against her, so to stop her.
But I also thought that, like, that confirmed everything that she thought about the Mom.
Right.
Like, she didn't cry. She didn't show any emotion. She was just like, okay, are you going to tell him or what?
You know, it's funny that you say that because Felicity did have almost that little shocked little, like oh, damn.
Yeah.
This whole time I've been thinking this she is kind of, because she's evil.
She is.
Wicked and I were talking about it, and I think we have another clip with her and Sebastian Blood. And I really honestly feel, and I was totally telling this to Wicked, and I think I even said it last week, I think I'd rather have Sebastian Blood running the city than Oliver's Mom. She's evil.
Yep. She is.
Totally evil.
She'll do anything to get ahead for herself, no matter who she puts in a way.
Now with that comment right there, Anna, do you think that Mom is capable of, if it was between her and her son or her daughter, do you think that she would still put herself first? Or do you think she would really?
Yes.
Wicked, what do you think? You think Mom...
that she's selfish? Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I'm wondering if... Because she's always talked a good game about her kids. Has she ever screwed over Oliver and Thea? I mean, well, I know besides the secrets. But anytime that her kids have been in danger, hasn't she always... I can't remember.
I think she's been there for them. But, hey, she's going to do whatever she can to protect herself, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Interesting.
I think she's protecting herself now against Felicity.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. My Felicity's in danger. What else? And speaking of danger, one thing that I was upset about that snake venom didn't kill Laurel in the hospital. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This episode really made me confirm that I really don't like Laurel and I want her to die already.
Oh, you're bad.
Well, come on, Wicked. Anna, I mean, seriously, Wicked, you got to be on my side. Would you get a little smile on your face if Laurel took a poisonous bullet to the head?
Yeah, I think it would make the episode a lot better. But... I mean, I thought it was like the Mirakulu when they showed her eyes.
Right.
I was like, I didn't think it was the venom. I thought it was the Mirakulu.
And see, what about you, Anna? I mean, I know that you've never been a fan of Laurel because you're Team Oliver. But
yes.
If she died, would you care?
It wouldn't matter to me. No.
Okay.
Hey, she's a character. We need somebody like her in the show.
Yeah.
See, there goes. See, that's Anna though. That's Anna's blogging side of her talking. We need a character. No. Like, forget the character part. Do you think that you'd be happy if she was gone?
She can go.
See?
But who would take her place? Because it was Tommy at one time. Now she took Tommy's place.
Well, it's true. I mean, I guess she plays the moody Snatch.
Yeah.
Because didn't you, Wicked, and I don't know, Anna, I don't know if you've heard anything, does Laurel, seems like she's getting more twisted and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to turn into a villain?
I don't know. I haven't heard a thing about Laurel. What's going to happen to her?
Yeah, for you, Wicked, nothing?
Nothing.
She seems like she's going down that path.
Nothing's been said about her, where she's going.
Yeah, my gut's telling me. Either she's just going to become an alcoholic prostitute running the streets of, whatchamacallit, the Glades, or, I don't know, or supervillain. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to that.
Super alcoholic pill venom villain.
Exactly. Pill-popping villain. What did y'all think of that action scene where Sarah's mom gets kidnapped and Black Canary, my girl, she uses her little, what is it called? The canary scream?
Yeah.
Sonic voice, isn't it?
Is it the sonic voice? Didn't you call it? Yeah, I think sonic voice.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was the canary scream.
I thought it was canary scream or something. I think the sonic voice.
Canary sonic voice.
Oh.
I think something like that.
You guys are making stuff up now. Either way, it's badass.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good. that was a pretty dope action scene right there. So I kudos to the stunt team once again because the action scenes were really cool. And let's go back to that clip. I wanted to show the two titans fighting each other out. Wicked. Sebastian Blood and Mora, or Evil Mom is what I call her.
Can I help you, Alderman?
Oh, I had a meeting with your son. I'm sure you can guess the topic.
I hope my decision to run against you for mayor doesn't affect your relationship.
Out of respect for that relationship, can I offer some advice?
Please.
Get out. Now.
Fight.
The fact that you're advising me to get out before I even announce my candidacy suggests that you're threatened.
I'm apprehensive about destroying my friend's mother.
I can take care of myself.
Really? During your trial, you portrayed yourself as a fragile creature living under Malcolm Merlyn's thumb.
Fight!
So which is it? The woman strong enough to leave this city? Or the one too weak-willed to save it?
Ooh.
The one who should not be underestimated.
Sebastian Blood, Punkin' Mom, Evil Mom. Now, that part where Sebastian talks right there, Wicked and Annabee, I got a question to you guys. I mean, he brings up a good point. Like, you know, in the court, you were talking about how, oh, Merlyn, and he manipulated me, and blah, 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 and then now she's going to save the city. He's making a good point. I think he's right. I like Sebastian Blood.
Yeah, he's just trying to get inside her head.
Because that's his tactics.
Yeah, killer confidence level.
But what do you think, Anna? Do you think that she's going to be able to really protect herself from Sebastian?
Look, knowing Moira, she will. She's always got something up her sleeve. She'll do something.
Do you think Moira is capable of causing an accident for Sebastian Blood?
Yes,
oh?
I do.
Do you know something we don't know?
No, I don't know anything, but I think she's capable of anything.
She is.
She's very capable, and she's not trustworthy.
This is definitely going to be a good battle between two people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going for Sebastian Blood. I hope he wins mayorship.
Don't forget, Sebastian's got Slade behind him too.
Yeah. See, but we see Slade's pretty pissed off too, in the end of this episode, where I guess he's been kind of warning, don't underestimate, you know.
Because she won't go away. She's still there. She's
like
still
a little,
hanging around.
Like a little gnat, like a little fly that you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
I can't stand the mom. What were you going to say, Wicked? Nothing? Yeah, that look on your face. Oh, I know you're Wicked. You're waiting for the part where Felicity opens up and tells Oliver everything. And I know that was probably one of the biggest freaking scenes. Anna?
Yes.
Now, Felicity pulls Oliver to the side right before the speech. Was that good proper timing right before the speech?
Not really.
Because honestly, I didn't think she was going to tell him. It was really weak how she went into that whole story about her parents, and then Oliver picked up on it really quick, and then it, I don't know about for you guys, but it went to commercials for us. So it left us kind of like, and then all of a sudden it comes back from commercials, and you see the look on Oliver's face, and for a second I was like, did she tell him? So, and it's obvious she did tell him. That whole...
Yep.
Did you see Wicked and Anna, that death stare from mom, from all the way from the stage to Felicity?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She was pissed. And then, of course, Oliver leans in and goes, I know everything. And then he kisses Thea. And Thea's like, I don't know what's going on.
He's Titans.
Where's Roy at, anyways?
I don't know.
I was wondering where Roy is. They could have used Roy during this whole assassin crap.
Probably building the house or something.
Probably slapping water. That's what it is. Now, question for you two, and I got to ask you guys. Now that Felicity And I'm also talking to all the listeners that are listening to the show, and much love to everybody that listens to the show and shares and retweets all our stuff and everything else. My question to you, all y'all is, and you too, is now that it's obvious earlier that Mora was pretty much threatening Felicity and says, if you tell him, yeah, he's going to hate me, but he's going to hate you too. Now that Felicity's told Oliver and it's out, do you think Mom is going to do something to Felicity? To hurt her? To make a point? What do you... I'll start with Anna. Wicked, you're thinking. You got that look in your eye. Anna, what do you think? Do you think my Felicity is safe from the evil clutches of evil Mom? What do you think?
Probably not. The relationship between them two, there is none. Because she's just interfered with her relationship with her own son. And she's not happy.
No, she's not. What do you think, she's Wicked? Not. Do you think she's... I mean, do you think... Okay, Anna, do you think that Mom is going to hurt her?
Don't know, but there's going to be some bad vibes there. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
I don't know if she's going to hurt her or not, because then that's going to put heat on her.
Right.
Like, during the election and stuff. So she really doesn't need that.
Oh, yeah, that would be negative press if something happens to her, and then Sebastian could use it and be like, look, blah, blah. I mean...
Yeah, she hired somebody, and I found all the stuff and kind of thing.
Now, do you think, now that the cat's out of the bag, is that what they call it? And evil Mom knows, do you think this is going to make Felicity go, uh-huh, I got you, I'm going to keep digging and digging and digging? Do you think that... what do you think, Anna? Do you think Felicity's done?
She'll keep watching over her, I reckon, because she doesn't trust her.
Right.
For sure. She's going to keep a check on her. She's doing it for Oliver's sake.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Fake girlfriend.
Fake girlfriend.
I know. Well, that's why she was hesitant to tell him in the first place, because she didn't want to lose him, because she'd already lost a father.
Right.
And she was afraid if she told him, she'd lose him as well.
That is true, Wicked.
But he was okay.
He was. He seems to be okay with it. So, there you go.
So, does that mean that he appreciates it from Felicity, or does he really like Felicity?
I don't know.
Look, there is some kind of connection between the two of it. He doesn't know it yet, but she already does.
Oh, yeah, she definitely does.
She does. He doesn't yet.
Felicity could be my fake girlfriend any day. Wicked. And Anna, I'm just letting you guys know that.
We know that.
So if you know anybody, Anna, over there in Australia, can make it happen, she can be my fake girlfriend. of course, one of the best freaking fights I've seen is when Nyssa fights Arrow, and they do their little Arrow stuff, and they are at the end where they save Sarah's mom and dad and blah, 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 and everything else. What's the matter, Wicked? Do we have another clip?
No.
Oh, no, no. No, we don't have that one, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, we're good with that. Okay, so my question to you is, with all that fighting and everything else, and finally Arrow saves Sarah and everything's good to go, and then Nyssa says, by the power of Ra's al Ghul, I release you. And then Sarah's released from the assassins? Is that basically what happened, right?
I think that's what it was.
Yep, I mean, think so too.
So my question to you guys is, and to the fans, is Ra's al Ghul going to like that? Because didn't she say... earlier in the episode, like, my dad's never released anybody, and all of a sudden she releases. Do you think that's it? That's all the drama is done with Sarah and the assassin, the League of Assassins? Or do you think dad's going to be like, no, you didn't have that power to do that? What do you think?
I think he's going to punish the half-daughter more than anything, because when they talk about Batman and stuff, you really don't hear about her, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so what happened to her? Or maybe she gets banished, maybe she gets killed, I don't know.
She's too hot to get killed. And she's badass.
Yeah, she is.
Anna, what do you think? Do you think Dad's going to be happy?
No, he won't be happy. Because it's her that's released her.
Yeah.
It's not the father that's released her.
Oh. So,
but she's only saying in his name she's released. But there's going to be consequences, I'm sure of it.
Now, Anna,
she does come back in later episodes.
That's what I was going to ask you, if you heard anything about... Have you heard anything about who's going to... Because me and Wicked, we've got our fingers crossed that Ra's al Ghul, when he comes to make an appearance, is going to be Liam Neeson from The Dark Knight. Now, I know that's stretching it. Have you heard anything?
No talk whether he may come into it. They haven't decided whether he will show up, make an appearance. But I do know Nyssa comes back into it in a future episode.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Okay. You got to keep us. You got to keep us informed because we've earlier podcasts we've sent out messages to Liam Neeson's crew. Anybody that knows Liam Neeson, that would be so awesome if he could just, even if he was just lurking in the shadows and kind of just poked around the corner and we just saw one eye, we'd be very happy.
Okay.
Just if you know anybody, make that happen, Anna B.
Okay.
I know you know people.
Oh, do I? Yes. Okay. I will. My contacts.
Thanks. And one of the best parts that I love so much towards the end is when Laurel sees her parents were Sarah, and Laurel is like, and then we go into commercial. But was anybody else excited besides me that Laurel got slapped in the face with that? As you can see, I really don't like her.
I know.
Like, we love her, we don't love you. You're just there.
Yeah, I love the actress, but I don't. I don't like her. When I saw that part, I was like, oh yeah. Even here, I put Ludwig in my notes. Oh crap! I knew Laura was gonna throw a fit. It's gonna throw a fit. But before we get into her fit,
it was kind of funny because it was like she was thinking in her head, I'm really not crazy. Like, I really don't have these problems, kind of thing. So she's like, no eyes on me anymore.
Exactly. It's not going to be about me. Oh, I can't stand Laurel. Ugh. I hate her as much as Elena in The Vampire Diaries. I wish they both burn. So let's talk about let's show off this other clip right here where Mom gets owned by Oliver.
Because Starling City is our city. And starting today, we're going to take it back.
I know we need to talk.
You need to listen. For the past year, I've stood by your side. And I've fought. Because I wanted to believe that you weren't this monster. And I needed to believe that I still had a mother.
You do. Oliver, I only lied about Thea to protect her from Malcolm.
No, you lied because that is what you do. And that is who you are, Mom. Lies. And now you've made a liar out of me. Because Thea could never find out about Merlin. And she can never know the truth about us. Which is that as of right now, we have no relationship. I will keep up appearances for Thea's sake. And publicly, I will support your campaign. But privately, you and I are done.
Back off, bitch.
Oliver!
Oh, yes.
Oliver!
You just got owned by your own son. What do you think? Anna, we'll start off. That was pretty deep right there.
It was pretty deep, but that's what he feels.
And
he doesn't like his mother because he can't trust her now because she just constantly lies all the time.
Mm.
And he's finding that now. He's given her the benefit of the doubt, and it's over.
That was a big lie.
It was.
That's a huge lie.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked, what do you think? Do you think Oliver has the rights? He's definitely in the right with this?
Yeah, he is. I mean, like, he just needs to get away from her. Because he doesn't want to know what she knows, kind of thing. Like,
right.
What else are you hiding from me? Keeping from me? Because he came to her before.
Oh, yeah, he has. He's like, hey, are you hiding anything?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I love you, Oliver. I would never do anything to hurt you. What do you think is going to happen when Oliver finds out that she killed her dad?
He's going to lose it.
Maybe he'll shoot her with an arrow.
He won't be happy.
He's definitely not going to be happy. Well, you know what? I guess, just like you said earlier, it didn't seem like it bothered... It didn't bother Oliver when Felicity told him, so... I'm wondering if that's going to bring the bond closer. Because we didn't see Felicity afterwards, so I don't know what's going to... We didn't see anything in this episode where Felicity goes to Oliver, or Oliver goes to Felicity and says, thank you for telling me, and I feel bad. We didn't see any of that. Do you think that they're going to get... Could this bring them closer?
I don't know.
Wicked?
Not at the moment, I don't think.
Damn it.
It brought somebody else closer.
Oh, it did bring somebody closer. Well, let's not go there.
All right.
Let's go. We'll save that for the best. Well, I don't know if that... I'm still on the fence on that. Let's go to Laurel. where she gets home, and this was another scene that was I really wanted, if I could slap the TV, I would have, where pretty much Laurel goes off on everybody.
I know you have a lot of questions.
Nope.
How can you not have any questions?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Because I already know all of the answers to them. How could you still be alive? Where have you been all this time? Why didn't you call us? And the answer to all of them... It's because it's Sarah. Dad, I swear.
No, no, please.
If you say one more word. Oh, look, I know you're angry. And you have every right to be. Please don't take this out on Dad. If you need someone to blame you, blame me. I do blame you, Sarah. Every single thing that's gone wrong in our lives is your fault. You got on that stupid boat with my boyfriend. You didn't call us to tell us that you were still alive, even though it probably would have saved Mom and Dad's marriage. And you brought some crazy assassin to Starling City who nearly killed Mom and who poisoned me. You stole my whole life away from me.
Bitch. Peter.
Now get out. Laurel. Get out.
Stab her.
I'm sorry. I said get out!
I was really hoping when she threw that glass that Sarah would just catch it and be like, bitch, you just don't know.
Breaking her hand.
Breaking
it. And start eating it.
Eat the glass. I'm fucking crazy, bitch. I'm crazy. Okay, so you two, that was pretty...
intense.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was intense. And I'm going to get off the what do you call it? The high, what is it called? The stool, what is it? High horse.
High horse.
You know, in soapbox about hating Laurel, but Laurel definitely made it about herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But the thing is that she was like, you stole my life, but in reality, she stole it from Sarah in the beginning.
Exactly.
So Sarah just stole it back.
Right.
Yes.
It's fair, right, Anna?
Yeah. And Laurel's still not going to be happy with Sarah when she finds out later about her and Oliver.
Oh no! Now my question: when I was when I had checked in on TV Tag, it's this app that I use to check in, and you can actually, while the episode's going, it's really cool. You can actually watch the scenes; it comes up on your phone, and you can leave comments and likes and do all that stuff. And that scene, well, you know what? I'm going to fast forward a little bit. I guess what I'm saying is that, for me, when it comes back to Laurel and Sarah's relationship, I think it's pretty much crap. It's done. And that's why I really think that Laurel's going down some supervillain, pop-pillin', alcoholic supervillain role. I don't know what it is. She seems like she's got a lot of anger and hatred for her dad, her sister. Definitely going to be towards Oliver, I think.
Yes.
She hasn't said anything about Tommy.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning, it was all about Tommy. Now it's like nothing.
See,
she's still going to spiral
down
the alcohol path.
I'm telling you, she's going to become a prostitute in the Glades. Let's see what happens. Then, of course, the part that Wicked got excited for, the very end.
No, that was you.
What? Well, I know I didn't get excited because I was really afraid. I guess because of Laurel's attitude, forces Sarah. It's not on Sarah's fault. Forces Sarah to go talk to Oliver, and I mean, if I would have walked in and saw Oliver doing his little karate chops with his shirt off, I probably would have done the same thing. And all of a sudden, they make out. Now, Anna B, I got a question to ask you. What was going through you as a girl? You as what is that word you call it? Olicity.
Yes.
Okay, your team Olicity. What was going through your mind right then and there when they kissed?
No, it can't happen. But I did hear that he did make out with somebody he knew, but I knew it wasn't going to be Felicity. But hey, he's just, with regard to his comment to Felicity, he couldn't be with someone he cared about. Hey, he's with Sarah,
mm-hmm.
so he cares about her. So it's all lies, what he said to Felicity. he is with someone. So when she finds out, it's going to hurt her.
Oh.
But it's not just that. Like, Sarah can defend herself. Like, he's going to always have that problem with Felicity if they ever did make something try to make something.
So you're saying that Sarah can whoop ass and take care of herself?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I see what you're saying, because you're saying that Felicity would be more of a distraction and... I mean, she could get kidnapped and...
Because look at Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't have to worry about her till the last movie when she got those superpowers or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Sarah definitely can take care of herself compared to Felicity. If you give Felicity a computer, she'll knock you out. But...
Yeah, but I have a feeling... Like, I know that the next few episodes, they delve into Oliver and Sarah's relationship and if it works or not. And I know there's going to be tension between Felicity and Sarah, too. Because she joins the team. There's another member in the team.
Oh, Jesus.
It's getting bigger.
Yeah, that was my thing about the TV tag, is that people were leaving comments saying, please, Felicity, don't walk. That would have sucked if Felicity would have walked in and saw that.
Yes, that would have been so hurtful to her.
Anna, do you know anything about the gypsy? Have they mentioned anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything on that. No.
Okay.
Nothing's been said.
Because they're supposed to introduce her as a character, and then the canary's supposed to join her group. They're called the Birds of Prey.
Really?
Yeah.
There is an episode, The Birds of Prey.
Oh, nice.
Coming. Because the Huntress comes back in that episode.
I heard she comes back.
Yes, and the Huntress comes back in that, and it's called The Birds of Prey.
Nice. So it's a group of girls. That's all it is.
So they're going to be sexy girls that are going to fight. Sweet.
Yeah, because you'll have the Huntress and Sarah, I think, coming up against each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah's in it. She's in the Black Canary.
Uh-huh.
She's in that group.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. With the Gypsy mm-hmm. and some other girls.
How did you feel, Anna? How did you feel about the Huntress?
I didn't like her.
She was a little...
I just didn't like her character. Her just didn't come across. And because now she's going to come back, she's evil. She's lost it now. She's out for revenge.
Yeah, I wasn't... I don't know if I liked her. I don't think I... Her. I don't know if I liked her villain or super... I knew she was always chemically imbalanced. I knew she was going to be a problem. So it's obvious that she comes back and is a problem.
Yeah, I think she is. Still a problem.
My Felicity. What's going to happen?
Yes.
I just need a moment of silence, just in case. Well, you know what? Because what I'm thinking about, maybe the reason why Oliver made out with Sarah, maybe they just needed to kiss and get it out of the way. Maybe he's not going to have any feelings for Sarah. Do you think he really has feelings for Sarah?
I think he does.
Because he throws the same looks at Laurel. He slept with Laurel when she was dating Tommy.
There's unresolved feelings there, and they just have to work it out.
Right. I think they're going to make out. As we see in the last of this episode, we don't know if they sleep together. Maybe they just made out and we're like, oh, it feels like brother and sister. Never mind.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Really?
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Maybe they worked out. Maybe they did a little Salomon ladder.
She just made out with a girl. Like, come on.
They'll work their relationship out in the next few episodes to see if it's right or not. Because they've just come back together. And he's always felt something for her. He even said he put a tracer on her so he wouldn't lose her again. So there's still been those feelings, all those months.
You think that he really put that tracer on her because he has romantic feelings for her? I think he just likes to be... He just wants to know where she's at.
Yeah, but there's feelings. There is, definitely.
Hmm.
Unresolved feelings, I would say. They need to work it out.
Okay, maybe as a guy, maybe Wicked, Oliver's trying to see if there's anything there. Could there be anything?
It may not work out now because now she's the canary.
Right.
They're both two headstrong people with their powers.
Right.
Just may not work out.
She can kick his ass.
Look what she did to Diggs. Diggs still didn't do anything this episode.
I know, poor Diggs is just sitting in the waiting room.
I don't know what's going on with Diggs. All Diggs, he's back to driving cars.
But he does get an episode with the Suicide Squad.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Finally. He's gonna do something, because that guy...
With Deadshot.
Sweet. Is that going to be the next episode?
It's episode 16.
Which we're at 15 right now, right, Wicked?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at on your computer? So, yeah. So, episode 16 returns on Wednesday, February 26th, because of the Winter Olympics, everything's going to get pushed back a little bit.
We only did 13. We're up to 14.
Oh, we had 14? Okay, so then we have one more and then that one. Okay, I don't know why I thought... Okay, I stand corrected. I don't know why I thought we were going to get that one, and that's what we're coming back to. So what's... I know that because you mentioned Deadshot and with the Death Squad, because I think next episode, Deadshot's in this episode.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, ooh, finally Diggs is going to do something. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I'm hoping that it was just... I'm hoping that Oliver just slept with Sarah just to get out of the way, to be like, eh. Just like he did with... who's our hot Terminator girl?
Isabel.
She's hot. And then, of course, Laurel. He slept with her. So, I honestly think that Oliver's doing all that stuff just to get it out of his system, but he really cares for Felicity the most. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I think by the end of the season, we'll see that.
We'll know?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Did we leave anything out in today's show?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
You got everything out, Anna?
Yep. Everything's out.
Oh, it's called the Canary Cry.
The Canary Cry.
Yeah.
The Canary Cry. Okay.
There you go. All right. Well, I guess that's it for the show. Big shout out and thank yous to everybody that listens to our Arrow shows. Don't forget, if you want to hear our past podcasts for each episode, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. Go there and you can scroll through and you can find our show plus other shows if you're a big TV fan. Go there and check it out. Also, you can follow the VRO on Twitter, @TheVRO. And also make sure you go to Variety Radio Online's Facebook page, like them, and check out some of the stories there as well. And speaking of stories, reviews, and recaps, Anna B. from Australia, she does all the write-ups for Arrow on TheVRO.com as well as The Tomorrow People. And so if you're a fan of The Tomorrow People, which Wicked and I started a podcast, when we almost started a podcast, but Wicked... turned me off on it, Anna, because he said it got too lovey-dovey.
It did.
Okay.
So he didn't. Now, are you going to be, I'm throwing this out there, 1 to 100? Are you going to be reviewing that show?
No, probably not.
Probably not? Okay, that's a new show that's coming on the CW, Wicked. Kind of looks like The Hunger Games meets After Earth kind of thing.
Yep.
Wicked doesn't look like he's too thrilled about that show, so I guess I'll be watching it by myself. If you want to follow Anna B. from Australia on Twitter, check her out at Traveler15. DJ Wicked is on Twitter as well. You can follow him at DJWKD23. Myself, Mike the Movie Guy, and check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. But once again, thanks a lot for everybody who tuned in to the show today. We talked about Arrow to the Demon, right there on the CW. Once again, everybody have a great week.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Anna. DJ Wicked, thank you for talking with me.
Where are you? Are you home? Somewhere safe? Someone you think is safe. Think no one can get to you. But I can.